And another indication that the economy is not as strong as it could be, Americans have steadily increased their use of food stamps over the last 4 years. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In some places, like Texas, the increase has been dramatic. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The United States Treasury pays Michael White $88 a month to spend at the supermarket. He's an auto mechanic in Austin, Texas, who wears a jaunty black beret and walks with a painful limp. White says he was hit by a truck a couple years ago. He still cannot work, and his Social Security disability payments are not enough to make ends meet. He says food stamps make up the difference at the checkout stand for his very basic grocery list.
You know, noodles and chicken, you know, some vegetables, Kool-Aid, cheap stuff. But I manage, you know.
White is among the additional 6.6 million people who signed up for food stamps over the past 4 years. Nationwide, that program has expanded by 24% since 2000. In Texas, with its large poor population and lots of low-income immigrants, the figure is even greater. The food stamp caseload has jumped 60% in 4 years. The obvious reason has been the sluggish economy and lousy job growth since 9/11. More laid-off workers mean more hungry people. But something else has happened. The USDA, under a Republican administration, has been trying to get more people into the program. Kate Kohler, USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, says they initiated an aggressive outreach program in 30 different languages.
The message is that if you are eligible for the food stamp program, you should participate. This is not a welfare program. It is a nutrition assistance program. It is an important benefit for your family, especially children. Over half of the people who participate in the food stamp program are children.
In part, the swelling food stamp caseload is a counter effect of the 1996 welfare reform. At the time, large numbers of people left cash assistance for low-wage jobs in an economy that was healthier than it is today. As an unintended consequence of the reforms, however, millions of eligible food stamp recipients lost their benefits too. But welfare reform was not supposed to shrink the nutrition safety net, says Ellen Vollinger with the Food Research and Action Center in Washington, D.C.
In the late 90s, both Republicans and Democrats started to realize that too many eligible, needy people who were going to soup kitchens and food pantries had somehow lost their connection with the important benefits the food stamp program could give.
The 2002 Farm Bill changed the rules and made it easier for people to come back, and it even expanded eligibility for other food stamp recipients. It lowered the bar so that poor working families who owned a car, for instance, could reapply and get nutrition benefits. The Farm Bill also reinstated food stamps for legal immigrants who had been stripped from the program under welfare reform. Celia Hagert, a senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, which is an advocacy organization for poor Texans, says more and more low-income immigrants are entering the food stamp program.
We've gone from probably about 50,000 a couple of years ago to about 90,000. Now all legal immigrant children can get food stamps regardless of when they entered the country, and any other legal immigrant who's been here for 5 years also is eligible.
As to the widely held belief that illegal immigrants can sign up for food stamps, the USDA says that's false. And because of new technology, the government says the food stamp program has its lowest fraud rate in history. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.